It's Audiomo 2020, day 15. So here we are, halfway through. One thing I wonder about is when we all come out of lockdown and return to some form of normal, I hope people will remember all the musicians who've given their time to entertain people during lockdown. I've seen loads and loads of people doing gigs from their homes. The most impressive to me was Steve Nyeve, who's Elvis Costello's keyboard player. Him and his wife, Muriel, and her son, AJ, have done, as of last night, as of Sunday, 59 free gigs. They're going to do a 60th final one, all different sort of topics, and it started off as just sort of meandering improvisations, but they've got more and more organised. And they've been brilliant. They've had Elvis on loads of times on Sundays, sort of Sunday, sort of regular guest, trying to sort of dial in from, because they're in France. Steve Nyeve and his family are in France, and Elvis Costello's in Canada. Elvis Costello as well, he's done a couple of gigs, did one for a charity, a musician's charity. I can't remember the name, but musicians with certain diseases charity. Did like a 45-minute thing for another, I think that was for the NHS actually, to support the NHS Q&A thing. All these musicians are giving their time free, and this is the worst time for them. They can't be furloughed. For example, my friend Pat Fish did a gig from his living room last night. It was brilliant. An hour and a half he played for. I suppose it's especially weird with Pat doing a gig online last night because he lives, 2 miles away from me, if that. And if he was playing in Northampton, I'd have walked up to see him. Pat is a professional full-time musician. He earns most of his money from gigging. And obviously, he hasn't earned a penny during all of this because he can't gig. So I'd hope people will remember, you know, just buy one of their records or go to one of their gigs. That's all you need to do. Help your jobby musicians. They generally don't get any money from anywhere else, so help them out. They've helped you out. I'm recording this the very last bit after speaking to Pat on the phone because I wanted to double check. Pat was happy with me to share this. So Pat's got a PayPal account, and he said last night if people wanted to pay anything towards him doing the gig, then, you know, they could slip him a couple of bucks on his PayPal account. PayPal me fishy fund. As I said, Pat doesn't earn anything from sitting in his house all day. He earns money by doing gigs. But even still, with that, he's given a proportion of that money that he earns to our local Race and Equality Council. See? Musicians always giving. He's also said I can use a piece from last night, so I'm going to finish this Audiomo with a song by Mr. Pat Fish, the Jazz Butcher, called Shirley MacLaine. And it is one of my favourites of his. Enjoy. Over to you, mon général.
Let's see. With a bloody great big card, my before. I'm not getting out of here, no, I'm not getting out, even if I have to. Even if it's all I can do, this is the reason I stopped going to pictures. This is the last thing that I thought could ever happen. I want off this case, I want off this case, but I know my place, by the way I love. Shirley MacLaine since I was so high. I've had a thing about Shirley MacLaine since I was so high. Some of my life's like Nosferatu, where the German guys go on. Oh, it's not like love, and it isn't like sex, and it's gonna be that way. Always it's my half Africa. I want therapist field day, batten down talk about that. I don't read those books. By the way, I learned the way that you look. I learned a thing about Shirley MacLaine since I was so high. Yeah, I had a thing about Shirley MacLaine since I was so high.
Thanks for listening to my stuff, guys. You just look like a little iPhone burner. There's some really groovy bastards out there. Thank you so much.